Welcome to day 296. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Now, once the end of the last Perek started to discuss the halachos of bittul nullification, so our Perek is going to pick up on that same theme, and our Mishnayos are going to deal with halachos of nullification. So as a brief reminder, because we've seen it a few times throughout Seder's rhyme, the basic halacha is this. If you have something that's prohibited that gets mixed in with something that's permitted, mid'oraisa, from the Torah's perspective, it's nullified with a simple majority. That's called batel barov. So if you have two parts of that which is permitted to one part of that which is prohibited, so the one part is nullified and the entire mixture is totally fine, mid'oraisa, from the Torah's perspective. Parenthetically, the one major exception is if there's a transfer of flavor, meaning that's now we were talking about when something is dry, but if it's being cooked together, for example, and that which is prohibited can give flavor to the entire mixture, so then the 2-to-1 ratio is not going to work. You have to nullify all of the flavor, and we usually say that is 60-to-1 instead of 2-to-1, batel b'shishim. But when it's dry, certainly the basic halacha mid'oraisa is that it is 2-to-1, simple majority. Except that Chazal then come in and say, midrabanan, rabbinically, we're going to make it a much, much larger measurement by certain things, based on how holy that thing is that gets mixed in, or the level of severity if someone were to partake of it illegally. All of that will contribute to these larger measurements, but in some cases, Chazal say 2-to-1 is not going to work. We need a much, much larger measurement in order to nullify something. So we're going to see that in our Mishnah. We've actually seen all of these examples before, but our Mishnah is going to put it together very cleanly. So says Mishnah Aleph, Hatruma, Truma, of course, is the 2% that we give to the Kohen of our crop. Utrumas Meiser, when we give the 10% to the Levi gives 10% of that to the Kohen. And even if it's Shel Demai, even if it's Trumas Meiser, certainly of regular produce, but even if it was of Demai that came from an Am Aretz, we're not sure if they separated it properly. Hachala, that's the part that we removed from our dough. We just had a whole Masechta on that. We give to the Kohen. Vabi Kurim, our first fruits, we also bring to the Beis Hamikdash to the Kohen. In all of those cases, Olim be'echad umeya. The ratio is not 2-to-1 to nullify it, but we need 100-to-1. 100 permitted parts to one part of the prohibited. Meaning, if truma gets mixed in with regular chulin, with regular produce, so you need it to be 100 parts of chulin, kenege, the one part of truma, in order to nullify it. Umetztarfim zeh and zeh, and all of these things will combine with one another. So if you have, let's say, a sa'ah of truma, and then a sa'ah of chala, and they both get mixed into a measurement of 100 parts of chulin, so you might say that the chulin, the 100 will nullify the one part of truma, and the 100 will nullify the one part of chala. No, mitzdar from zeh mzeh. So now the one sa'ah of chala combines with the one sa'ah of truma, and now you have two. Now you need double. You're going to need 200 to those two parts because they've combined. You still need the 100 to one ratio of all of the prohibited stuff together, even if they're of different genres. Even if one's chulin, a chala, and one's truma, you've now said you don't need 100 connected. You need 100 connected both of them together. So that's a lot. And v'tzarach laharim. And once you do have the proper measurement and it's all nullified, you still have to take the proper amount of that which has fell in and give it to the Kohen, because it really does belong to the Kohen. So if you have one sa'ah of truma that falls into 100 sa'ah of chulin, so it's nullified, but then you have to remove one sa'ah from that mixture and give it to the Kohen, because otherwise the Kohen's losing out. One of those are his. So that's the halacha. Now, ha'orla, which is what this masechta is, orla, the prohibited fruits from a tree during its first 3 years of existence, v'kilai karem, and the forbidden mixtures of plants out in one's field. In that case, olim be'echad umasayim. It's not 100-to-1, it's 200-to-1. So we've come a long way from the basic majority of 2-to-1. Now it's 200-to-1. And the reason Mefarshim point out that it is more strict even than of truma is because truma, for a non-Kohen to partake of truma, it is only usher to eat. But a non-Kohen might be allowed or is allowed to get benefit from it. Whereas by Orla and Kilay Karim, one is not allowed to get any benefit from it at all. So it's not only usher to eat, but it's also usher to get benefit. So it's almost in that case, it's twice as bad as truma, because there are two prohibitions, not just eating, but also hana, and therefore it's not 100-to-1, but 200-to-1. So it's the echar masayim, umetztar from zeh, same thing. If you have one sa'ah of Orla and one sa'ah of Kilay Karim, so you have two sa'ah of those things together, and it's in a mixture of, let's say, 200 parts of chulin, so that's not going to be good enough, because now you have two sa'ah, even though only one is orla and one is kilay karem, they combine, so now you're going to need 400 to those two. So they combine as if it's two parts of orla, two parts of kilay karem, the ain sarach laharim. But once it is nullified, if you have, let's say, orla that falls into 200, and therefore you're okay, you do not have to remove anything because you don't owe. In the other cases, the truma generally belongs to the Kohen. With Orla and Kilay Karim, it doesn't belong to anyone. It's just off limits. Therefore, you don't have to remove anything. It's just okay once it is nullified. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Einan Mitztarfin. Rabbi Shimon says that in that last case, they are not Mitztarif, meaning Orla and Kilay Karim are so different from one another. They're totally different prohibitions. They will not combine. So if you do have one sa'a of orla and one silavka of kilay karam in 200 sa'a of chulin, so then the 200 would nullify each one. The 200 would nullify the orla, and the 200 would nullify the kilay karam. They don't mix. They're totally different things. Why would they mix? It's interesting. He doesn't say it about the first case. In the first case, he agrees that all those different trumas would mix because they are all called truma in the Torah. And therefore, since they're all called truma, they're all considered of one genre and therefore they can combine. But orla and kilay karam have nothing to do with each other. Other than that, they both have a 200 to 1 ratio, and therefore he would say you cannot combine them, or they wouldn't combine, and therefore that's a major leniency. Rabbi Yezer Omer, Mitztarfin Benosein Tam, here's a third opinion. He says, Mitztarfin Benosein Tam, when they give flavor to the mixture, so then they would combine. Because in that case, the orla is giving flavor to the entire mixture, let's say you're cooking them together, and the kilay karam is giving to the entire mixture. So yes, you need enough in the entire mixture to nullify all of the flavors from both of those things, and therefore you need 400 to 2 in that case. They would combine. But in a general case, if it's dry, if it's not transferring flavors, then the general 200 to 1 would work. So if you have, again, you have one sav orla and one sav kilay karam in 200 sav chulin, so the 200 would nullify each one on its own. It would nullify the orla and the kilay karam. They would not combine. That is Mishnah Aleph. Says Mishnah Beis, Hatruma ma'alas ha'orla. There's a case in which truma can help nullify orla, v'ha'orla sa'truma, and orla can help nullify the truma all in one case. I mean, what does truma and orla have anything to do with each other? So Ketzad, what's that case? Says the Mishnah, Sa'at truma shanafla lameha. Imagine you have a sa'a of truma that fell into 100 parts of chulin. Now the Mefarshim point out, it's not 100 parts on its own. Perhaps with the addition of truma, it becomes 100. So it's 99 parts of chulin, or we're going to say 99 and a half. So you have this one part of truma that fell into 99 and a half parts of chulin. Now that's a lot, but it's still not the measurement you need. By truma, you need 100 to 1 to nullify it. Here you have 99 and a half to 1. But then, v'achrakach naflu shlosha kaben orla. Shlosha kaben is a half a sa. So then a half a sa of orla falls in. Oh, shlosha kaben kilay karam, or a half a sa of kilay karam falls in. So now what do we have? We have this mixture that has 99 and a half sa'ah of chulin. Then you have a half a sa'ah of orla, which makes 100. And then you have one sa'ah of truma. So there's 101 sa'ah in total. But the breakdown is 99 and a half of chulin, a half of orla or kilay karam, and one of truma. So what happens? Zohi sha truma ma'ala sa'orla. Now the truma combines with chulin in order to be ma'ala, to nullify the orla. We know that orla needs 200 to 1. So if there's a half of a sa'ah of orla, so you're going to need 100 sa'ah of chulin, or 100 sa'ah of something else to nullify it. So now, with the truma, you have 99 and a half of chulin plus one of truma, so you have 100 and a half of non-orla, of other miscellaneous. Keneged, the half sa of orla, and that's enough. That's even better than 200 to 1. It's even a little bit more than 200 to 1, or the ratio is, I guess, smaller than 200 to 1, which is exactly what you need. So that works. The truma combined, 99 and a half wouldn't have been enough to nullify the half of orla, because that's not 200 to 1. But once you add that, the truma in there, so then now it's 100 and a half to a half. That is plenty. That is 200 to 1. And va'orla sa'truma, and the same thing works the other way. The orla will combine with the chulin to nullify the truma, meaning you have 99 and a half of chulin plus the half of orla. Now you have 100 parts of other, of miscellaneous, keneged the one part of truma, and that's what you need. That's 100 to 1. So what's interesting is that you don't only need chulin keneged the thing, you just need miscellaneous other keneged the thing. So it's 100 to 1 of 100 other to the one part of truma, or 200 other to the other part of orla in order to nullify it. So each one helps in that case, and the truma is nullified and the orla is nullified all in one shot. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.